Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having the legendary Ken Blanchard back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. And when I say legendary, I mean that literally. He's the co-founder and the chief spiritual officer of the Ken Blanchard Companies, the chairman of the Center for Faith Walk Leadership, the author of so many books, I can't see over all of them, and I don't even have all of them here. Trust Works, Customer Mania, The Leadership Pill, Who Killed Change, The Servant Leadership, The 1 Minute Entrepreneur, but the one that got it started all way back in probably, I'm going to estimate 38 years ago, The 1 Minute Manager. Right, Ken?
Yes, it's pretty amazing, Jim, that many years ago.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's great good to be with you always.
Good to have you back. So The 1 Minute Manager, Ken, you told the story on my show back in 03 when you first joined us the first time. You told the story about how the 1 Minute Manager got started. It was a self-published book. You and Spencer Johnson did it to yourself to start with, and you sold up thousands of them and got the attention of a publisher. It was harder in those days, I still tell that story as an amazing story of innovation and entrepreneurship.
Yes, nobody knew us in New York, so we had to convince them we had something. So we self-published it and sold 25,000 copies with no advertising, and by then had all kinds of endorsements. So when we went to New York, they listened to us.
Yeah, and of course, in 78 or 9, something like that?
That was 1981.
81, so it's been 34 years since all that happened, and the book has never been out of print, has it?
No, we've still been selling a couple 100,000 copies a year.
Yeah.
In recent years, but
that's classic, folks. That's how you become legendary, and in the meantime, all these other books that he's written with co-authors, some of them with co-authors, but all outstanding books, and some of them authors we know, like our good buddy Jim Ballard. But Ken, the 1 Minute Manager, I want you to give the audience in this segment, I want you to tell them the essence of the 1 Minute Manager as it originated. And then the next segment, we're going to talk about the new book.
Yes, well, Spencer was a children's book writer. He wrote a whole series of books called Value Tales.
Mm-hmm.
The Value of Courage, the story of Jackie Robinson, the Value of Honesty, the story of Abe Lincoln and all. And we met him in a cocktail party in 1980, and Margie carried him over to me. She met him first and said, you guys ought to write a children's book for managers. They won't read anything else. And he was working on a 1 Minute Scolding, a discipline book on children with a psychiatrist. And I invited him to a seminar. He sat in the back and laughed and came running up at the end and said, forget parenting. Let's go for the 1 Minute Manager. And that was the first week in November. We had a first draft by the time we were going to the Rose Bowl at the end of December. The book kind of wrote us, really. So we decided to write a parable, because of our backgrounds.
Right.
And nobody had done that for any business books or anything. I've always believed in the 80-20 rule, that 80% of what you want to happen comes from 20% what you focused on. So we tried to look at what is that in terms of managing people. And it's the three were 1 minute goal setting. All good performance starts with clear goals. And people don't know what you want them to do. There's very little chance of them doing it.
Right.
And once goals are really clear and they got to be observable and measurable, then you wander around and get out of your office and see if you can catch people doing something right and give them a 1 minute praising, tell them how you feel and what they did, all that. And then if they aren't performing well, Then this got back to Spencer Scolding. We get you give him a 1 minute reprimand, and you know, tell them what they did, how you feel about it. But you always end with a reaffirmation that they're better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And those three secrets have been going on for a long time, and we never had an e-book, and so that's
right.
When they said you might want to reread the book to see if there's any changes you want to make.
The essence of the book is the 1 minute part. I mean, all these things can be done without a long meeting, without a major process, and of course, you guys were the first to really talk about catching people doing things right, and I think that may be the most important part of the book. When we come back after these messages, we're going to get Ken to tell us about the new book, the new 1 Minute Manager. After these messages, Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.